When I was in elementary school, the last day before the holiday vacation, the whole school would gather for an assembly. The chorus would sing, the orchestra and the band would play, our teachers would do silly skits, and the whole school would sing the 12 days of Christmas. Each grade had a portion of the song assigned to them. It would get loud in the all-purpose room because we really weren't singing. It was more like shouting, and I loved every moment of it. Hundreds of children excited because it was almost Christmas, shouting at the top of their lungs, "And a partridge in a pear tree." Are you awake? This song tells us that the Christmas season isn't over yet. Here we are gathered on the fifth day of Christmas. But it still kind of feels like holiday no man's land. Maybe you've seen the tweets on Twitter and the Facebook posts that joke that this time of year is awkward. No one knows what day it is, because so many people are taking extended vacations between the holidays. Some people call it the longest Sunday ever. Or maybe you've already started cleaning up. That is why the day after Christmas is called Boxing Day in the UK, a whole day for cleaning up after Christmas. Today kind of feels like we're at a juncture. We're at a turning point. And our story for today follows that theme. It is a transitional story in the life of Jesus. Only in Luke's gospel do we have a story of Jesus at this age. Not the baby Jesus and not the adult Jesus. This story takes us from the story we just heard a few days ago of the infant Jesus into Jesus' adult ministry as a preacher and a healer. What we have here is kid Jesus, pre-adolescent Jesus. Jesus is in that special transitional time in his life. Here, let's be real, we have God as a kid. I mean, come on, Jesus' response to his mother when she tells him that they have been worried looking for him everywhere is so preteen. "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I would be in my father's house?" Whoa, Jesus. If I talked to my parents like that, I would be in trouble. Parents, I know you've heard responses like that. And kids, I know you've turned on the tude with your parents. That's what I see here. I see young Jesus for all that he is. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, Pastor Brock preached on how God has fused with us, taking on our form from embryo to infant. Here again, God is fusing with us, even as a preteen boy. He is God, but yes, he is also a human who happens to be 12 years old. And I'm going to say it again. God was 12 once. God went through puberty. God got mouthy with his parents. God was a human kid. In today's story, Jesus goes missing after a Passover trip to Jerusalem. In our world today, some of us might be appalled to hear that a parent lost their child on a long trip from home, and for 3 days, no less. Or maybe you aren't surprised at all, because we all know kids wander off sometimes. I know I did, and maybe you did too. Nazareth and Jerusalem are 65 miles apart. And Mary and Joseph and Jesus walked with a large group of their friends and relatives to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. This large group of people is made up of people that Mary and Joseph know well, they trust. So the group leaves when the festival is over, but Jesus is left behind. I want you to think Home Alone. But instead of being left at home alone, like Kevin was, Jesus was left in Jerusalem alone. Mary and Joseph go looking for him everywhere. And after 3 days of searching, the worried parents find him in the temple, listening to the teachers and asking them questions. We're told that everyone was amazed by him. Everyone was amazed by him because he was a 12-year-old kid. A smart, inquisitive 12-year-old kid. Do you remember being 12? Do you remember what it was like to be a kid? In many ways, being a kid today is the same as it was for us who are now adults. But let's be real. In many ways, being a kid today is so different. What is it like to be a kid today? What is great about being a kid today? What is hard about being a kid today? Think about church as a kid. What is church like for kids? Today's story tells us that the kids and the youth of our church have something to offer us, to teach us. And standing up here today, I want every kid, every young person to hear me say that your voice matters. You have something to share with this church. You have gifts and talents, passions and skills. I want you to ask questions. I want you to have doubts. Everything about you matters. And I want you to know that you can and you should share everything that you are with this community because you matter to us. Today's story tells us that we should be listening to the young people around us. If we really listened, what would our kids tell us? If we really listened, what would our kids tell us? Well, here are a few things that kids might tell us. Put down your phone. They might tell us that they have real fears and anxieties about their world. These things might seem silly to us adults, but these things are real and are truly scary for kids. They might tell us to take an interest in their interests. Ask questions. Be willing to try something new. Take it from me. It is so cool to see a little boy's face light up when you ask him about his Pokemon cards. Now I'm going to ask that question again, and I want you to really think about it. If we really listened, what would our kids tell us? Because at the end of the day, kids and young people need to know that we value them. We value their voices. We value everything that they are. We want them here. Many of you have heard my testimony about why I care so deeply about the children and the young people of our congregation and of this church. My own brother, who was raised in the same household, taught the same values and lessons, heard the same Bible stories, views the church negatively. Because adults in the church showed him that he wasn't welcome. They showed him who he was wasn't welcome. He was spoken to in unkind ways, criticized as opposed to lifted up. Now, as an adult, church is a negative space for him. His childhood experience colors his adult perception. It is for this reason that I choose to speak with love and genuine interest in every young person I encounter in this space. And it is for that reason that I ask you to join me in this important task of making sure that our young people know we love them and we value them. Today's story tells us that God became flesh. Yes, God was that baby in the manger. And yes, God was that amazing healer and teacher. But God was a 12-year-old boy. God was a kid. God values every human being. God values you for all that you are. We all have something to offer God's church. We are never too young or too old to serve God. That's the beautiful thing about God's church. God has a place for us no matter who we are, no matter how old we are. We are all welcome here. Amen.